Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dane. This is episode 3304, and today's date is March 12th, 2024, and the title of the episode is "The World Is Not Getting Worse or Darker. The Veil Sheltering You from Reality is Lifting." Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're having a difficult time with their entire agenda because the people of this world, they're waking up. The people, they're seeing the truth. And you could see countries now moving away from the private West Central Bank. And I do believe as time goes on, they're going to see more and more countries move away from the private West Central Bank. And you could see there are countries that are going back to their own currencies, and that means they're moving away from the private West central bank system. You can also see that there are countries then moving towards alternative currencies like Bitcoin. So you're starting to see this around the world, and I do believe very soon America will be next. And I do believe to move away from the private West central bank system, the central bankers need to do what they do best. They need to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, but not actually bring us, actually try to bring us. And that's when the Patriots step in and actually shut down the whole thing. And I do believe by showing the people the truth, showing the people who's responsible for destroying the economy, showing the people exactly what they're trying to do, this will make it a lot easier for the Patriots to move the entire system away from the private West central bank system. The people will be with the Patriots at this point. And you could see that the people around the world, they're starting to really push back and push back like we've never seen before. Because what do they see their installed politicians doing? All they see is, hey, we're pushing our Green New scam. We're destroying the economy. We're destroying the country. We're printing a lot of money, creating inflation. Fuel prices are moving up. This is what people are seeing, and people are struggling right now, especially as they lose their jobs. But people around the world, well, they're not taking it anymore. We can see out in the UK, British farmers now announced the biggest protest yet to take place in Parliament Square, London, March 25th, 6 p.m. No farmers, no food. So the farmers, they are really pushing back. And as the entire system breaks down, you're going to see not just farmers, but people at every level start to really push back. Look what's happening out in Canada. The people are in out in Canada. They're feeling it. They're feeling the struggle. They understand there's something terribly wrong. This is the way it shouldn't be. And they're looking at their installed politicians to say, okay, what's going on here? Can we fix this? But the installed politicians, they keep pushing their agenda. After 8 years of Trudeau driving up prices, driving out business and driving away investment, Mexico has now officially overtaken Canada as the largest trading partner of the United States. And as they keep pushing their Green New scam agenda, as they keep pushing everything from the central bank to World Economic Forum, people are starting to understand that this is not the direction we should be heading in. And it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. And what's very interesting is that when you look at the EV market, well, it turns out that the EV market is not what they're saying it really is. And an investigation has revealed that under real life conditions, electric car battery life is on average 29.9% less than advertised. And actually, all you got to do is go back to your iPhone. Think about over time how many times you charge the iPhone and how the battery doesn't last that long. Well, what do you think is going to happen as people keep using their EVs? Battery life is going to diminish. And over time, you won't even be able to charge the batteries. And I don't even think it's going to take that long. Most people usually have their automobiles for what, 3 to 4 to 5 years? Now, since it's so expensive to purchase these automobiles, they have to drag out the lease terms because no one's really financing. So in 3 years or 4 years, what do you think the battery life is going to be on these automobiles? Now, yes, people can trade them in. But again, as the economy breaks down and everything falls apart, it's going to be very, very difficult. And most people at this point, as you can see with the economy breaking down, most people are keeping what they have. So people are starting to understand this, and people are starting to realize what's really going on. And people, they're realizing what's happening to the economy. Because every day that passes, people know and see what? They know that it's getting harder and harder because people are living it. They're living their everyday lives, and they're saying, you know something? I just went to the supermarket, and it's very expensive. I just filled up my car. It's very expensive. I got the bills for my heating, for my electric, and these bills are out of this world. I just got my insurance bill. And that's out of this world. People are seeing the inflation firsthand. And people, they're understanding that this was caused by the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. Because remember, they're continually telling everyone that everything is fine. Everything's okay. And remember, inflation is cumulative. So even though they give you a percentage number of 2%, 2.5%, doesn't matter what it is, people still feel the effects of what happened just a couple of months ago. And this is all cumulative, and it doesn't reverse itself. And right now, we're starting to see inflation pick up again. The Kobesi letter on X put this out and said, February CPI inflation rate rises to 3.2% above expectations of 3.1%. Core CPI inflation fell to 3.8% above expectations of 3.7%. This is the 35th consecutive month with inflation above 3% and second straight increase. A Fed pivot is becoming less likely. So when you start to look at this, you start to realize that inflation's not going away. Inflation was always here to stay. Since the central bank came off the gold standard, inflation is going to be with us forever, and it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. This is what Trump and the Patriots are showing people. They're showing the people, look, this just gets worse and worse. You see what inflation looks like? You see what it feels like? You see how the liars continue to tell you that everything is fine? Does it feel fine? Does it feel like everything's back to normal? No, it doesn't. And this is what people see. And people are getting it right now. And if you think about the Fed right now, remember, they gave you a number in the very beginning, and all these financial pundits and economists said, oh, they're going to be doing 6 rate cuts. Now, I believe they'll be doing one rate cut, probably around August, September, around that time period. I think they started out with 6, and then they, you know, over time, what they do is now it's about 4, now it's about 3, now it's about 2. And this is what they do. It's almost like the IMF letting everyone know, oh, what we think is, we think the GDP number is going to be at least 4%. Then they come out and they say, well, we think it's going to be around 3.5%. Oh, you know what? We think it's going to be around 3%. This is actually how they do it. But if you go back to the 70s when we came off the gold standard, what did they have to do back then to control everything? They had to raise the interest rates very, very high. And what did people experience as we moved off of the gold standard onto the petrodollar system? People couldn't get fuel. There were lines to fill up the car. They had, you know, green flags, red flags, where they had odd and even license plates. And people couldn't get certain food, couldn't get certain supplies. People were laid off because we were in a deep recession. Now that we're at the end of the private West central bank system, what do you think people are going to experience this time around? Well, almost what they experienced in the 70s, but a lot worse. Peter Sejong put this out on X and says, are price controls coming? Biden is going after companies for passing on the inflation he and Jerome Powell unleashed. The last time we saw this script was the 70s when Richard Nixon also needed an inflation scapegoat. His price controls led to nationwide shortages, miles-long gas lines, and inflation that actually got worse. This administration is stupid enough to do it again. So as we exit the central bank system, we are experiencing what it felt like when we entered the central bank system, but this time it's a lot worse. And yes, it's going to get worse as we move along because, again, we didn't have all this debt when we came off the gold standard. We didn't have all these problems when we came off the gold standard. Now we do. And remember, always at the end of the system, people don't feel the inflation the way they felt it in the very beginning. Because remember, we had very little debt in the very beginning. We came off the gold standard and everything had to be adjusted for inflation. Wages, homes, you name it. Now, over time, you see the inflation, but the wages are not going to be adjusted the way they were back when we came off the gold standard. Actually, the opposite is happening. Because remember, inflation is cumulative over time. So do you really think wages are going to all of a sudden outpace the inflation that we're experiencing right now? No, it's not. And yes, it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. They started the ball rolling. They can't stop it right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they were counting on this because they're in the process of destroying their own system. And as they're in the process of destroying their own system, this allows Trump and the Patriots to have an incredible amount of leverage. And I do believe they're going to use this leverage to shift us into the people system. And like we said before, the predictions of how many rate cuts, they're continually declining right now. And I do believe there's only going to be one in the end. The Kobesi letter put this out and said, prediction markets are officially expecting less than 3 interest rate cuts in 2024. After CPI inflation increased for the second straight month, prediction markets see 65 BPS of rate cuts in 2024, according to Kalshi. This is equivalent to approximately 2.6 rate cuts and down sharply from 6 rate cuts seen just 2 months ago. It's also the first time this year that the market sees less rate cuts than Fed guidance. Core inflation is still at 3.8%, nearly double the Fed's long-term target. Could we see zero rate cuts in 2024? Oh, that could be, but I do believe they're going to put one in there to try to pump up the market the best they possibly can right before the elections. So this way the Biden administration can come out there and say, look, look how great everything is. Yeah, don't look at the layoffs. Don't look at inflation. Don't look at the high fuel costs. Look at the market. Isn't that incredible? Look how great it's doing. Everyone feel good? My plan is working. The economy is fantastic. And the people, they're going to see something completely different. Actually, when the market comes down, they will really see something very, very different. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since we see now countries moving away from the Federal Reserve note and they're moving to their own currencies, and a lot of these countries now are ramping up on their gold purchases, we also see countries moving away from the Federal Reserve note and moving into alternative currencies like Bitcoin. And remember, when El Salvador decided to go with Bitcoin, the financial pundits, the IMF said, oh, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Well, really think about what El Salvador did. They cleaned up their entire country. And now what do they see? Well, they see prosperity. Remember, El Salvador paid off the IMF loan. And now they see good times ahead. Now, again, you have to remember Bitcoin is pegged to the dollar. And yes, you're going to see major fluctuation. But I do believe in the end, El Salvador will basically weather the storm throughout all of this, just like those countries that keep on ramping up their gold purchases. Remember, gold has huge swings too. Gold back in 2011 was at 1900. They brought it all the way down to 1100. So yes, you're seeing the same exact thing. You're just seeing that Bitcoin is much harder to control and the swings are greater because when you look at gold, they were able to control everything with the paper market. But I do believe that they're losing control right now, and it's getting tougher and tougher for them to actually rein in the alternative currencies. But the El Salvador president says they're in a profit on Bitcoin revenue from their passport program, local businesses, mining, and from government services. So they're looking at a profit because Bitcoin has been moving up, and the country's feeling pretty darn good. And remember, they got rid of crime, they got rid of the gangs, and the country's doing pretty darn well. And I do believe they're going to weather this storm as Bitcoin moves up and down, just like gold is going to be moving up and down. And I do believe in the end, they're going to make out in the end. Now, Trump, he's letting us know what direction we're heading in once the entire system completely and utterly falls apart and he is elected president. He's letting us know that once he gets in there, he's going to drill, baby, drill, baby, drill, which is actually going to increase the amount of income coming into this country like we've never seen before. Wait until he places tariffs on other countries. Wait until he actually goes back to the Constitution and removes us from the Federal Reserve note. Wait until all this happens, because once this happens, you're going to see an economy that's going to flourish like there's nobody's business. You're going to see things that you've never seen before in your lifetime, because why? You've been trapped in the central bank illusionary economy since 1913, and it hasn't gotten better since that time. It has gotten worse since that time. When the country became the reserve currency after World War II, when we came off the gold standard, when the central bank took complete and utter control back in 2008, 2009, the economic system and the control of the central bank, well, it's gotten worse for the people, and the people now can see it very, very clearly. And the people can see that everything the central bank has done hasn't benefited the people. It just made their lives worse. And now people are struggling. People are pissed off, which means people are awake and people can see exactly what the problem with the central bank system is. Remember, the central bank system likes to hide what their system really is. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they actually wanted the people to see what the private, what's the central bank system actually really is. And this is why they needed to show the people what inflation is really like and what the central bank has been doing to the people for a very long time. And he needed the people to see that these individuals that are telling you everything is fine, he needed everyone to understand that everything is not fine so people can actually see the difference, because People experience it every single day. People just need to go back to the time when Trump was in the White House. And what people experience and what people see is something very, very different. And this will help Trump and the Patriots move us away from the private Western Central Bank in the end. Because in the end, when everything's crashing and the Fed and the Biden administration and everyone else is telling you that everything is still great, well, I don't think anyone is going to believe this. And I do believe they're going to go with the guy who's saying, yeah, you know something, I told you from the very beginning that R is the nice word. We're heading into a depression. And look what happened to the market. Biden's telling you everything was great. The market came down. Now we're in a complete and utter disaster. Well, to fix these problems, what we got to do is X, Y, Z. And this is how we can fix everything. And I do believe the people are going to say, you know something, fix it. I have no job. I have no income coming in. I'm struggling right now to feed my family. Fix the problem. What can we do? And how can we get this back on track very, very quickly? And I do believe Trump then is going to get the entire economic system back on track. And we're going to see things that we've never seen before. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now being exposed left and right. People see the two-tier justice system. And remember, everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing is for the court of public opinion. The DOJ, the FBI, DHS, and many, many judges and prosecutors around the country, they are completely and utterly corrupt. They are part of the criminal syndicate. So you're not going to see justice. You're not going to see these people arrested. You're not going to see any of these things at this point. What we are experiencing right now is actually the Great Awakening. Yes, it's still happening. The people aren't fully awake. Many, many people are. But as we approach the 2024 election, I do believe we're going to get probably the majority, and even that's including the D's, they will then wake up. So everything that we're experiencing during this phase is for the court of public opinion. Because remember, the people of this country, they're the jury. They're watching this play out and they're making up their minds from the evidence that they're hearing who's guilty and who's not guilty and who they want to vote in and who they don't want to vote in. And the more they learn, the more they know, it makes it a lot easier for them to make a decision. A logical decision. Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now, it's not that the world is getting darker and worse and things are falling apart. Actually, what you're witnessing is all the things that were always in place. The deep state just hid it from the people. Trump and the Patriots needed to bring this out to show everyone. This is what their world really is. They just hid it from you. They made you think that everything was normal. They wore their suits. They pretended that they were upstanding citizens. They're doing everything in your best interests. You needed to see what they were hiding from you. The veil sheltering you from reality is now lifting. That's what the people of this country are experiencing. That is what wakes up the people. That is what slaps them in the face. So it's not like, oh, this just happened today. This was always happening. You just were asleep. Now there's a lot of people that are awake. But think about all the other people that are still asleep. They need to wake up. They need to see it. They need to understand. And when you see like what's happening with Biden with his classified documents, this really wakes the people up because the people make their own decision. They hear what's going on. They see that, hey, look, this guy was a citizen. He took classified information. He knew the information was classified. He stored it in multiple locations. And this special counsel who investigated it did nothing because he's too old. But he knew he had the documents. He was guilty. He violated the law. Do you think people are seeing this? Absolutely. And people are seeing much more than this, actually, when you look around, especially what's happening with Trump. People see the fake news now. People see the two-tier justice system now. People see that open borders do not work. It's actually very, very dangerous to have open borders. Actually, now people are seeing the plans of the deep state players. People see how they don't care about the economy and the economy's falling apart. Remember, this is about waking the people up, showing the people the absolute truth. And yes, if you're getting angry, you're getting pissed off, or your relatives, your friends, family, cousins, if they're getting angry and pissed off, good. Because this is how you wake the population up. This is how you get the people to think logically. Because once they become angry, once they get pissed off from what they're seeing, what they're hearing, that's when they start to think logically. That's when they do a little bit of research. That's when they say enough is enough. And yes, people are going to reach that point, and it's called the precipice. And yes, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they really need to go after the D's. Actually, Trump mentioned it at one of his rallies, saying that, you know, any of those D's that are disillusioned right now, they can come over to the MAGA party. I do believe in the end, you're going to see a lot of D's wake up. I'm not talking about the far, far left that are nutso crazy. I'm talking about Democrats who have a family, they have children, and they're just disillusioned from what's been going on. And you've seen over time, more and more people are waking up, more and more people realizing, you know something, this is not the party I thought it was. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, as we get closer to the war, as we get closer to the economy crashing, you're going to see a lot of people wake up because the veil is being lifted so people could see this. And I do believe in the end, Trump's mission here is to actually have the people understand what's been happening. And he wants the people to make a logical decision. Do you want the country back or don't you? Do this at the voting polls. Now, the thing is since the deep state has created their cheating system, this is going to be very, very difficult. And I do believe that Trump right now, he is now maneuvering the deep state players into doing what he needs them to do to make sure the people can actually have their vote counted. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing right now is bringing the deep state players down this path. And as they go down this path, they're going to actually try to shut down communications. Actually, if you look at the House bill that they're trying to pass where they're going to ban TikTok, it has nothing to do really with TikTok. It has to do with basically a communication blackout. That's what they're really trying to do. And I do believe Trump probably trapped them in all this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But you could see that as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, Trump, he needed a way to force the deep state players into doing something so we can have free, transparent, protected elections where we counted on one day and foreign countries can't interfere. So really think about this. As we approach 2024, Rasmussen and other poll takers, they are asking the people, do you think the 2024 elections are going to be rigged? And the percentage of people, it's going up and up and up. Before it was something like 62%. Now we're up to 66%. And I do believe we're probably going to hit very close to 70% because people are watching what is happening. They're seeing the election interference. So if the people right now at 66%, and actually, yes, the Democrats are over 50% right now, if they agree that there's going to be election interference, will it be a lot easier to convince the people that we need to protect the elections if there is a cyber attack? If the election systems are hit with a cyber attack, and remember, they're part of the national infrastructure, and they might be compromised by a foreign government, will the people accept a different system so we can protect our vote and make sure that a foreign government cannot interfere with the election? And what would that be? That would be paper, because you can't cyber attack paper. So do you think the people will be all in? And to make sure that there's no other individuals interfering with the election, do you think people will accept maybe the National Guard just protecting the elections, taking that responsibility away from the deep state players? I do believe at that point, the people will accept it all. And you can see the percentage numbers are continually increasing, which means the people are on the side of Trump. The people will accept the suggestions that the military or whoever is going to suggest these things, the people will accept it. And the people will say, yes, great. Now we know the foreign countries can't interfere. We have someone guarding it. We need to count it in one day to make sure that everyone understands that nobody can interfere with the elections. And I do believe this is going to give Trump the advantage, and the deep state's not going to like this whatsoever. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what happened when that child who was at the Chief Games, where he painted his face half black and half red. And remember, he's an American Indian. Remember when Deadspin went after him and they tried to use the blackface against this child? Well, it looks like it completely backfired on them because Deadspin's new owners, they've made the decision not to carry over any of the site's existing staff. Instead, they built an entirely new team. So that's very interesting. And remember when Trump put this out about Deadspin? This is back in January 18th, 2013. Deadspin guys are total losers. They had their story stolen right from under their bad complexions. Other media capitalized. So let's go back a little bit in time. Remember when Deadspin put this out? The big idiot president is not getting himself impeached on purpose. Come on. An oral history of our go F yourself tweet to Donald Trump. Well, it looks like Deadspin, they screwed themselves. They screwed themselves with that child. They screwed themselves with Trump. And whenever these fake news outlets go down this path, it hurts them in the end. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, like we said from the very beginning, the deep state players, they don't have control of the House. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they put the Patriots in place in the House to block everything the D's want. Now, again, who controls the purse strings? Well, that would be the House. So if you place a certain number of Patriots into the House to go up against the RINOs, to go up against the D's, they have the ability to block funding for Ukraine, block a lot of the bills. And I do believe that's why they were put into place. They weren't put into place to change the world and pass bills that was going to make America great again. Because what do you have on the other side? You have the RINOs and the D's and the deep state players in the Senate. You still have the RINOs and the D's in the House. Do you really think that you can pass bills to make the country great again with the criminal organization in place? No, you cannot. It's impossible. They were put in place to block everything, to make sure the deep state doesn't get what they want, to starve them, to make them squirm. That's why they're there. And the deep state figured that out. This is why they got rid of Santos. This is why they're having RINOs retire early. The latest individual is Ken Buck. He's going to retire, but he's leaving next week. Why in the world would he leave next week? Because they want to regain control. And when I say they, I'm talking about the deep state players. The D's want control of the House because they realized, holy crap, they're blocking everything. We can't get the money. We can't get certain things passed. And they're blocking everything. So what do we got to do? We're going to have to actually push on the RINOs and say, start removing your people. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Start removing these individuals because we need to take control. Stephen Miller confirms and says, putting Jeffries within a hair's breadth of the speaker's gavel. And yes, this is what they're trying to do. Now, I do believe in the end, they will not succeed the way they think they're going to succeed, but they will continually try. Remember, we're at war right now. And yes, they're fighting for their survival. And they will do anything they possibly can to actually take back control. And I do believe this is what's going to happen with Biden. In the end, they're going to have to take back control. You think Biden's in control right now? Absolutely not. Think about all the evidence that's pouring out right now. You think this is making it better for him or worse? And I'm not talking about the news and everything. I'm talking about the people of this country. This is making it a lot worse. Think about his poll numbers now. They're continually dropping because all his crimes, everything that he's done, they're being exposed. So the deep state, they're going to have to get rid of this individual that's being exposed because this doesn't help them. It makes it worse because the people, they see the truth. So yes, just like they're trying to take back control in the House, they're going to have to take back control with the residency and Biden. And I do believe this is where Obama is actually going to come in. Now, we're going to be talking about Biden in just a sec with his classified document case. But very interestingly, we had a whistleblower from Boeing, John Barnett. He was found dead in his truck outside a South Carolina hotel just days after testifying in lawsuit against the aviation giant. It's starting to look like there's a little bit of wet work here. Don Jr. responded to this and said, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Colin Rugg explains, 62-year-old Boeing whistleblower John Barnett found dead in his truck after he didn't show up for a legal interview linked to a case against Boeing. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years and retired in 2017. After retiring, Barnett spoke about how Boeing was cutting corners on their airplanes. Just days before his death, Barnett gave evidence in a lawsuit against Boeing. Barnett accused Boeing of deliberately fitting substandard parts on the aircraft. He also accused Boeing of having faulty oxygen systems, saying 1 in 4 breathing masks would not work in an emergency situation. Barnett said new plane builds were rushed. When he brought his concerns forward, they were allegedly ignored by the company. When he died, Barnett was in Charleston for interviews linked to a case against Boeing. He was supposed to come back for more questioning on Saturday, but did not show up. Inquiries were made to his hotel where Barnett was found dead in his car in the parking lot. Right now, of course, the police are investigating his death, and it looks like he died from a self-inflicting wound. Seems like these people always die from a self-inflicting wound, which means that they were killed because they didn't want this person continually testifying. And we could see that most of these companies, most of what we've known, they're completely and utterly corrupt, and they will silence people when they speak out against them. Think about what happened in January 6th. Think about the people that they put in prison. They're silencing, making them an example. What do you think they're doing to Trump? He's speaking out. Think about all the people that were on social media. They were speaking out. They were censored. Yes, this is going to get worse as time goes on because, again, there's going to be more and more people speaking out. Now, today, Robert Hur, he testified in front of Congress, and they asked him quite a number of questions about the classified document case. But Trump, he put this out on Truth, and he said, big day in Congress for the Biden documents hoax. He had many times more documents, including classified documents, than I or any other president had. He had them all over the place with zero supervision or security. He does not come under the Presidential Records Act. I do. He had many docs in Chinatown, and they were moved all over the place and heavily used. My boxes were moved by GSA, were secure. Most carried clothing, shoes, sporting equipment, kitchen stuff, newspaper pictures, magazines, awards, etc. The DOJ gave Biden and virtually every other person and president a free pass. Me, I'm still fighting. MAGA. And that's absolutely true. And during the questioning of her to Biden, he really couldn't remember anything. He couldn't remember what a fax machine was called. He couldn't remember the birth dates and if he was president. He couldn't remember anything. Now, again, is he doing this for plausible deniability? I do believe so. Yes. Do I think he's old? Yes. Do I think he might have some form of dementia? Do I think it's as worse as everyone believes it is? No, I do not. I do believe he is doing this because he sees the writing on the wall. He understands that everything is now falling apart around him. And basically, Biden lied when he insisted he did not share classified information with his ghostwriter. Special Counsel Robert Hur testified before Congress on Biden's interview of his stolen classified documents. Hur found that Biden willfully retained classified information. However, he decided not to charge him. Hur said there is evidence Biden retained classified notebooks, knowing he was not allowed to do so. So wait a minute. He knew he wasn't allowed to do so, which means he had the intent of actually keeping the classified information and not giving it back. And he was not charged whatsoever. And Biden continually denied that he shared classified information with the ghostwriter, but that turned out to be fake, phony, and false like everything else. RNC Research put this out and said, Special Counsel Hur says Biden's ghostwriter attempted to destroy evidence soon after the special counsel was appointed to investigate the classified documents scandal. So if he didn't share anything with the ghostwriter, why would the ghostwriter attempt to destroy evidence? Which actually they were able to get the evidence. But isn't that obstruction? And that means the ghostwriter saw the classified information, which means Biden knew he had classified information and he was sharing it with the ghostwriter. John Turley put this out and said, Hur just confirmed that Biden had documents marked classified when he was a senator. Some of those documents reportedly came from a secure SCIF, which would likely require Biden himself to remove them. Isn't that interesting? So he had documents related to national defense. He disclosed that info to his ghostwriter, and he knew what he was doing was against the law. It seems like this is a pretty open and closed case here right now, don't you think? Now, of course, they're using the excuse that he doesn't remember, he can't figure out what's going on, and Hur didn't charge him. But again, I do believe this is all for the people of this country, and this is about the court of public opinion. And the people, they're seeing it firsthand, they're understanding this. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, he asked a question to Robert Hur. Did the White House get the report changed? And the special counsel said yes. They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report. So I didn't know when you're being investigated, I didn't know you can change the report to what you want. I didn't even know you can get involved like that. Isn't that obstruction? I mean, think about it. If Trump went ahead and he decided, okay, Jack Smith, Letitia James, let me see what the verdict. Oh, you know what? I'm going to change this around here. I just don't like this that you put this in here. I mean, really think about this for a second. Does that even make sense? Absolutely not. Then Trump, he retruthed this from Roger Stone. And it says, if special counsel Hur determined that Joe Biden willfully violated the law by retaining classified and top secret documents, which Biden wasn't supposed to have, why isn't he being prosecuted? Just take a listen to the questioning here.
conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio-recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia.
So that is a very good question. Why isn't he being prosecuted? Because remember, Trump is being prosecuted and he's legally entitled to have such documents. Does that make any sense? Then Trump put this out on Truth Social and it says the following. Classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center. Her said that is correct. In President Biden's garage, Her said, yes, we found him there too. In his basement den, Her said, yep, we found him there. In his main floor office, Her said, yep, correct. And his third floor den, Her said, yep, correct again. At the University of Delaware, Her said, correct. At the Biden Institute, Her said, correct. So let's see. Biden had classified documents at all these different locations, and this was just an accident, right? Does anyone believe this? Yes, we can understand if all of a sudden they found it in a couple of papers in the garage, and they found it there, and that was the only place. But when you find it in all these different locations, does that make any sense? No, that means he was taking classified information. And again, what are the people seeing right now? They're seeing the two-tier justice system. I know people are like, they're very angry. Why aren't they pressing charges? Why aren't they doing anything? This is ridiculous. What could be done? Remember, the country is being run by a criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate controls everything. It's like the mafia. Let's use them as an example. They have a small town. They control the press. They control the prosecutors. They're all getting paid. They control the judges. They control some of the companies in town. And there's a local person that is going after one of the mafia players who's part of their criminal syndicate, and they're trying to charge them or go after them. Do you think it's really going to work? No. The only way to go after those people in that town who are part of the criminal syndicate, you need an outside police force. You need an outside organization that can actually go after the town and all those people. Because remember, the prosecutor is not going to do anything. The judges aren't going to do anything in that town. You need an outside force. Now, normally, it would be the FBI. The FBI would come into the town. They would handle the investigation. It would take it out of the hands of the local jurisdiction, and then they would press charges. What happens when you expand this and you have the United States government, and the government is run by the criminal syndicate, and the FBI is part of it, the DOJ is part of it, DHS is part of it, and there are a lot of different attorney generals and prosecutors around the country. They're all part of it. How do you bring justice? Can you do it within the system? No, you cannot. What do you have to do? You need an outside organization that can actually press charges. You need to remove the investigations from those that are in D.C. So you got to remove it from the FBI. You got to remove it from the DOJ. You got to remove it and bring it someplace else. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, they took control of the country. The military took control. That's the outside organization. Remember, under what circumstances can the military intelligence take over an investigation that the FBI, DOJ, DHS is handling? During an insurrection, when they try to overthrow the United States government. That's how you bring these people to justice. But again, Trump, he has that. He has the information. He needs the people. That's the counterinsurgency. And he needs the country to be with him. Not just the Republicans, not just the independents. He needs the country with him. That includes the D's. And he needs the people to see the criminal syndicate. Because when the time comes to press charges, the people need to understand that the FBI, DOJ, DHS, and the rest, they're all corrupt. This is why people are seeing this right now. And once people understand this and people see it, it's going to make it a lot easier to go after all these individuals. Because once Trump has the people and the military together, that's the counterinsurgency. And once he wins, the people will be with him. The people will say, yes, these people are guilty. And wait until you see what else they're guilty of. It's not just what you're seeing now. It's going to be a lot more. Plus, I do believe this is going to lead all the way to Obama. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But let's talk about the border right now. Because right now, we can see the people of this country, they are awake about the border. They understand that the border is very, very important in a way that it should be secure, not open. And now you can see the poll numbers, they are shifting. But you could see their plan. You could see the deep state's plan. And actually, Representative Clay Higgins put this out and he said, with Biden's open border policy waiving in 12 million illegal aliens, we estimate there are 45 million illegals in America now. That's 60 congressional seats. The left doesn't want a citizenship question on our census. They say it's racist. Really, it's because the Democrats don't want you to realize what they're doing. And this is why, going back in time, Trump wanted this question on the census, because this way you can see how many people are illegal and how many people are legal in this country. But again, they don't want you to know. So this way it makes it easier for them to take control. Now, do I think that this is going to work out well for the deep state players? No. Trump just needs the people to see what's going on. And this is why he's talking about using the Aliens Act. This is why he's talking about deportation, because he knows in the end he needs to get rid of all these people, but he can't get rid of the people unless the people are with him. And I do believe in the end the people will be with him, and I do believe there's going to be more and more people on his side, because once we see an event, I think the people are going to really start to wake up. We've seen a couple of them. People are waking up. They're starting to realize that we need to close the borders. We need to build the wall. But again, you need the people to see everything, and with an event, I think people are going to really wake up. And if you notice, the FBI director, Wray, he is continually warning about who's coming over the border. And actually, let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, agents and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. He even mentioned that ISIS is tied to border smuggling, and I do believe ISIS is part of the CIA, and yes, they have cartels and many other people smuggling people in here, and I do believe in the end, with the terrorists that are coming in and everything else, I do believe we're going to see an event of all events. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they want to actually control the flow of information, and it looks like they have created the new bill HR 7521, and this is the TikTok ban. Now, once again, this is not just going to ban TikTok. It's not even about TikTok. It's about information control. That's very interesting. What does that mean? It means they will be able to shut all different sites down, even websites. And they can actually do this if this bill passes. Now, Representative Mike Gallagher and Raja Krishnamoorthy, they introduced the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversaries Control Application Act, which is actually, it's the opposite. It's not going to protect anyone. It's actually going to actually shut down many other sites, social media sites, and this might even be part of their communications blackout. Now, I don't believe that this bill is going to pass. They want it passed, and you can see why they're having the rhinos retire right now, because, again, the Patriots are blocking all this. But we can see that this bill, this is a complete and utter disaster. And Trump, he might have trapped them into doing something else with TikTok. Thomas Massey put this out and said, the so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the U.S. or offshore internet hosting service or app store, not the foreign adversary. If you think this isn't a Trojan horse and will only apply to TikTok and foreign adversaries, social media companies, then contemplate why someone thought it was important to get a very specific exclusion for their internet-based business written into the bill. So Thomas Massey's pointing to Section B, which is exclusions. The term covered company does not include an entity that operates a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. That's very interesting. And then we have Elon Musk. He responded with this. This law is not just about TikTok. It is about censorship and government control. If it were just about TikTok, it would only cite foreign control as the issue, but it does not. And he's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Rumble has made an offer to acquire TikTok in the U.S., and UK Neil put this out on Telegram. So Trump, just days ago, throws his weight behind TikTok over Facebook and Instagram. Then Rumble makes an offer to TikTok in the U.S. Now, that is very interesting. And then we have Trump putting this out on Truth. Meta's stock drops twice after Trump calls Facebook an enemy of the people. So go back in time. Trump tried to ban TikTok in 2020, but was blocked by the courts. Trump then issued an executive order. But again, it only applies to government. Biden then went ahead and then reversed that executive order. And Trump, he posted on Truth Social that he opposes the bipartisan TikTok bill. So let's play this out a little bit here. Trump in the White House, he tried to ban TikTok. It was stopped by the courts. He created an executive order to control it. Biden reversed Trump's executive order. The House now is pushing a bill to ban TikTok, which is not really banning TikTok. It's actually trying to control the flow of information or shut down communications. Trump says, don't ban TikTok because it will make Facebook more powerful. So is Trump redirecting everyone saying, wait a minute, now he wants TikTok? Why does he want TikTok? Why doesn't he want it banned? He went all the way up to the courts to get it banned. Why did he reverse right now? Rumble then is interested in TikTok. So Trump is saying, keep TikTok. Rumble wants to purchase it. What is the deep state doing right now? They're looking at this going, holy crap, Trump wants TikTok. Rumble's going to purchase it. Oh, no. We got to stop this. We can't allow this to happen. Now, once again, what's going to happen to the bill? Do you think the bill is going to be passed? Most likely not, because the Patriots are in control there. They're going to block it. They're going to look it over and say, absolutely not. We're not allowing this. So what will Biden do then? Will he say, you know what? Let's ban TikTok because I don't want Trump to get it. If they're making a move to get it, we got to stop him from getting it right now. And I got to put something in place right now to stop TikTok. So did Trump actually trick them into eventually banning TikTok like he wanted in the first place? Let's see how this plays out, because this is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the deep state players, what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out a way to actually shut down communications, which is a communication blackout, which means they're going to try to control the narrative. So if this method doesn't work, then they're going to have to think of a different method to shut down communications. That could be a cyber attack in the end. They'd rather do it with a bill like this because it makes it a lot easier. Shut down over there, shut down over there. I don't like that website. Hey, shut down Rumble, shut down Truth. They would be able to do it. But I don't think this is going to happen. So again, they're going to have to figure something else out, and that's leading them down the path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people because, again, they wanted all the people that they're bringing into this country, they wanted them to have the upper hand. They didn't want the people to have a weapon, and they wanted these people to have the ability to actually scare and take down the people if necessary. And what's very interesting is every step of the way, everything that they have tried has completely and utterly failed. We saw in New York, California, they all put all these laws that are completely unconstitutional into place. And eventually what happens is they're struck down, because when you go back to the Supreme Court case in 2022, well, again, they're struck down. Plus, the Second Amendment shall not infringe. So out in California, a law barring people from buying more than one gun a month has been struck down. And once again, they put things into place. They know it's going to take time for people to sue, and eventually what's going to happen is that it's going to be unconstitutional. So basically, they keep trying, and as they keep trying these things, it shows you that they are in violation of the Constitution, they're in violation of their oath. These people should be removed immediately, because when you read the Second Amendment, it's pretty darn clear. And this is what the Second Amendment says: a well-regulated militia. And no, that doesn't mean regulated by the government or regulations. Back in the day, regulated means a trained militia, a functioning militia. So this has nothing to do with regulations. A well-functioning, trained militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. Bear is to carry. Arms is ammunition. Any weapon that the military has, pretty much. And once again, our founding fathers didn't say carry a musket, carry a knife, because they knew weapons were going to change over time. Shall not be infringed. I think that is clear as day right now. You can't put anything into place that stops people from carrying any type of weapon. That's pretty much it. But what do these individuals do? They keep violating the Constitution. They violate their oath. These people should be removed. And hopefully soon they will be, especially when Trump comes back into power and the people see who these people really are, which the people are now seeing. Now, the other thing that we're seeing is out in Haiti. Things are completely getting out of hand. The government has completely and utterly lost control. Haiti now is in focus, and Haiti's prime minister has resigned as gangs seize control of the country. So it looks like the deep state players are having a very difficult time trying to control Haiti. And if you notice, all those Hollywood people that were out there for Haiti, we haven't really heard anything from them. And we could see that they're probably panicking right now because of what's been going on in Haiti with the child trafficking and things like that. Canada Proud put this out and said, cannibal gangs have taken over the capital of Haiti just weeks after Trudeau pledged $123 million taxpayer dollars to improve security in the country. Well, that didn't work out too well. But the president of El Salvador, he's letting everyone know that this problem can be solved because he saw the same thing in his country. He said, we saw similar images in El Salvador a few years ago, gangs bathing with the skulls of their victims. All the experts said they couldn't be defeated because they were an intrinsic part of our society. They were wrong. We obliterated them. The same must be done in Haiti. And I do believe what we saw in El Salvador is going to happen in Haiti. And we're going to see everything start to change there. And actually, we'll probably see evidence pour out. Remember the posts about what happens if Haiti is really revealed? Is the deep state players, are they going to lose the black vote? Absolutely. Remember, this is all part of the storm, I believe, because when you bring out evidence about what the Clinton Foundation's been doing there, what Hollywood's been doing there, people are going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Then add in Epstein and what's been happening with Epstein and the Black Book. Then add in the treasonous crimes, spying on Trump, selling Uranium One, selling secrets to the enemy, overthrowing the United States government. All of this is going to come together and the people are going to see it. And this way people are going to say, you know something? We see the treasonous people. It's very clear. We know who they are. There's no question about it. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And this is why this is building the way it's building right now. Because again, if you dumped all this on the people wouldn't be able to take all this information. They have to see it step by step by step so they can put the pieces together and they need to digest it. They need to accept it. And that's what we're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're panicking because they need money to send to Ukraine. And once again, the Patriots have been blocking everything that they're trying to do. Remember, the Patriots control the purse strings, which means the deep state, they're feeling the pressure. So right now, the Biden administration, they announced that they're going to be sending $300 million in weapons to Ukraine. Where did they get this? Well, this was pulled together from money that the army accountants cobbled from savings from contracts that came in under bid, includes air defense interceptors, artillery rounds, and armor systems. So they just found this money. Whoa, look, we came in a lot better. When did you ever hear that in government? Does that make any sense? Or are they actually canceling things? Well, they need to send the money to Zelensky because if you don't have the money, the war just kind of ends, doesn't it? And you know what Zelensky's doing with this money? Remember, they're sending like $300 million. They also send billions over to Ukraine. But Zelensky, he's going to use the money that we're sending there to build a wall on the border. No, I'm not kidding. He's building a 2,000-kilometer wall. So wait a minute. So we're sending money to Ukraine to build a wall on the border, but we're not building the wall on our border where we have an invasion. How long is this wall going to be out in Ukraine? About 2,000 kilometers, which is about 1,200 miles. Really think about this for a second. Are people waking up? Do people see the irony in all of this? I think they really do. Because remember, the wall here in the United States was already paid for. The material was already there. Biden just had to continue building it. He didn't have to get more money. He didn't have to do anything. Trump said, just keep doing it. But look, instead, we sent hundreds of millions of dollars to Ukraine so they can build a wall, even though there's an invasion going on here in the United States. Well, I think the people are going to see this, and the people are going to be pretty darn pissed off. And this is what this is all about. It's about showing the people the truth. Just like people are learning the truth about January 6th and learning the truth about all these liars. Remember Cassidy Hutchinson? Well, it looks like she lied when she was testifying. So FOIA fan put this out and said, the driver said Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel or physically accosted the agents, contradicting the most sensational and hotly disputed elements. A testimony given to the House January 6th committee by White House aide. The transcript of the driver is the first extensive eyewitness account of what happened in the armored vehicle to be made public. So basically, the January 6th committee hid this information from we the people. And we had Cassidy Hutchinson give this tale, and it was very emotional, and the January 6th committee went with it. Mark Hemingway put this out and said, keeping score here, Cassidy Hutchinson has now had her story on Trump assaulting his driver refuted, made up a story about wife getting secret White House info at clandestine rendezvous in Georgetown, getting sued for libel by Tony Babalunsky. She's doing great. Now, once again, was she put into place to actually say these things to make the January 6th committee look absolutely ridiculous and have it to be proven later that it's all fake, phony, and false, just like everything else? Well, I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now. Let's go back to post 4958, June 29, 2022. What is at stake? Who has control? Surprise witness. Who was surprised? Who will be surprised? Use your logic. Can emotions be used to influence decisions? How do you control emotion? Define plant. How do you insert a plant? Can emotions be used to insert a plant? Who is Cassidy Hutchinson? Trust the plan. And I do believe Cassidy Hutchinson was used, and she told an emotional story that the January 6th committee used, and they just put it out there. And now everyone understands that everything that the committee has said is fake, phony, and false. They hid the documentation. And once again, the committee could have never been formed the way it was formed because the Republicans weren't involved. It was completely illegal. And Chairman Barry Loudermilk released his January 6th initial findings report. He said, for nearly 2 years, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, January 6th Select Committee, promoted hearsay and cherry-picked information to promote its political goal. To legislatively prosecute Trump, said Loudermilk, it was no surprise that the Select Committee's final report focused primarily on Trump and his supporters, not the security failures and reforms needed to ensure the United States Capitol is safer today than in 2021. The report was filed with several nuggets of information refuting Liz Cheney's notoriously dishonest and partisan report that Nancy Pelosi and Democrats released. Representative Loudermilk discovered that the January 6th Select Committee hid exonerating evidence of Trump's push for the National Guard at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Trump's requests were rejected by Nancy Pelosi, D.C. Mayor Bowser, and the Capitol Police. Representative Loudermilk also discovered that Trump's motorcade driver blew up January 6th superstar witness Cassidy Hutchinson, who lied through her teeth about Trump grabbing the steering wheel of the beast and assaulting a Secret Service agent. Her entire story was completely false, yet the mainstream media has never, ever corrected the reporting on this disgusting lie. And in the report, there is evidence that Fulton County, Georgia, Willis met with the illicit committee, and she participated in numerous calls with the sham committee. The January 6th committee even shared video recordings with Fani's office, but deleted the recordings to prevent Republican lawmakers from gaining access to it. This information was published on pages 49 and 50 of the report. So let's look at the key findings of this report. The Select Committee was designed to promote a political narrative. Pelosi made the unprecedented decision to refuse to appoint minority members chosen by the Minority to Select Committee. They hired Hollywood producers to assist with their primetime hearings. They refused to adopt rules, allowing them to operate without limits to project their predetermined narrative to the world. Cheney was vice chair, a position reserved for a Democrat. Cheney was not the minority ranking member, but served as vice chair of the Select Committee, a position under House rules for a member of the same party as the chair. Pelosi appointed Cheney to the Select Committee as one of Pelosi's 8 majority appointments to the Select Committee. Former Select Committee staff members spoke out against Cheney's insistence that the Select Committee focus on Trump. The Select Committee deleted records and hid evidence. Representative Thompson and Cheney failed to turn over video recordings of witnesses, interviews, and depositions despite using these recordings in their high-profile primetime hearings. The subcommittee recovered over 100 deleted password-protected files, including some files that were deleted days before the Republicans took the majority. They also hid multiple transcribed interviews of witnesses who had firsthand knowledge of Trump's actions on January 6. The Select Committee promoted star witness Hutchinson's testimony. So the Select Committee, they concluded with Fannie Willis that Fulton County District Attorney wrote to the Select Committee seeking assistance with their prosecution of Trump. Select Committee staff met with representatives from her office. So everything that they did was completely fake. They hid evidence. They deleted evidence, which means they obstructed justice. And the whole thing was a lie. And now it's completely and utterly exposed. The whole January 6 operation that they were operating, because remember, this all goes back to their insurrection. They were trying to cover up their insurrection. The insurrection was against President Trump and the people of this country. They overthrew the United States government. They didn't want the people to have a choice in who was going to be president. So they decided they were going to overthrow the United States government, and they completed their operation on January 6th. Then they covered it up by doing all of this. They are guilty, because the cover-up always gets you. Because now everyone understands. Now people get it. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Speaker Mike Johnson and Congressional Barry Loudermilk, Oversight Chairman of the House Administration Committee, are doing fantastic work exposing all the lies from the January 6th Unselect Committee. It was a total document-destroying scam. And he's absolutely right. And Trump said when he gets back into office, he's going to release the January 6th hostages who are being wrongfully in prison. And if you notice, he called them hostages, because that's exactly what's happening. They're holding them hostage. Now, you could see that Trump, the Patriots, they are now taking control back from the rhinos. And you could see why they're trying to have the rhinos retire right now and step down, because the D's, the deep state, the rhinos, they want control of the House. Because what is Trump doing? Well, they're taking control of the Republican Party. Actually, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene just pretty much says it all. MAGA is now in control of the Republican Party. We will continue to need everyone's help all the way across the finish line. Do not grow weary. Dig deeper. And what's happening now in the RNC? Well, Storm has arrived on X, put this out and said, Lara Trump says that as leader of the RNC, her top priority is election integrity. We have to ensure that when people go to vote, they feel like their vote counts. We can never allow what happened in 2020 and the questions surrounding that election to ever happen again. She explained that the RNC is creating an election integrity division for the first time ever, and also warned the cheaters that they will be prosecuting. To anyone out there who is thinking about cheating in an election, we will go after you. You'll be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. It is not worth it. And it's becoming more and more obvious that the end is near for the corrupt establishment politicians. And Trump, they're taking control of the RNC. So what did they do? They are now cutting 60 staff jobs and canceling vendor contracts. What do you think Trump is going to do when he gets back into the White House? Think about how they bloated the government. Think how the criminal syndicate has been paying themselves an enormous amount of money and laundering the money, and all this is not going to we the people. Do you think Trump is going to go in there and just lay off everyone? Absolutely. And it looks like he's already cleaning house, and it started with the RNC. I do believe when he comes in, it's going to be a clean sweep, and it's He's going to clean up everything. But again, you need to clean everything up along the way. And that reminds me of post 1123. This is April 10, 2018. The bottom line says the following. A clean house is very important. So if you're going to take back control from the rhinos, you got to take control of the RNC. The rhinos now are panicking. They're trying to stay in power. That's why the DEs, the rhinos, they're working together because they're the uniparty. And now they're trying to take control of the house. But again, this is going to fail in the end. But you can see that the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat in the end. And they will use the illegals to try to cheat, of course. But I do believe their main objective right now is to use them for chaos and then have them replace government. And I do believe everything that they're going to try to do is going to fail. But Elon Musk, he put this out. He said, increasing illegals boost Dem voting power, causing them to recruit even more. If Dems win president, House, and Senate with enough seats to overcome filibuster, they'll grant citizenship to all illegals and Americans will become a permanent one-party deep socialist state. And he's absolutely right. And this is their plan. This is their long-term plan. And I do believe this is why Trump has been going after the people. Trump has been creating the counterinsurgency, and he's allowing the deep state players to do what they do best, bring us to war, destroy the economy, have the open borders, because when the world becomes darker and darker and darker and they show you who they truly are and what their plan has always been, because they've been doing this, actually the veil has just been lifted, now you can see it, the people really wake up. And I do believe in the end, we are going to get a lot of the D's on our side, which means the counterinsurgency will be complete. Now, along the way, they're going to have to remove Biden. They will not be able to keep him in. All the evidence that's coming out, the people understanding that he is a criminal, there's a two-tier justice system, it just will not work for him. And plus, his poll numbers are dropping like a rock. And we could see now that Obama's, they're coming into focus. Right now, Chairman Jim Jordan and Mike Turner, they just sent a letter to the CIA Director Burns demanding documents related to the Crossfire Hurricane efforts to surveil Trump campaign staffers prior to 2016. So we can see they are now getting the information from Crossfire Hurricane. Who do you think was involved in that? Well, that was Obama. And I do believe we're going to have a lot more information drip out, and it's all going to lead to Obama in the end. But I do believe there's going to be a change of batter. Obama's going to come into focus. And what's very interesting is that since this came out on March 11th, where Jordan is now asking for this information, let's go to post 3044. This is March 12, 2019. It's pointing to another post, which is 3005, and it's a tweet from Trump back in 2017. It says, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And he's absolutely right. And now Jim Jordan is asking for that information about Crossfire Hurricane. Now, they're probably going to try to delay, but I don't think it's going to work in the end. But let's also go back to post 3040, March 12, 2019. There's a picture with everyone behind bars except for Brennan, and it says, and this is coming from the Trump train, and actually President Trump retweeted this, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Down below it says, promises made, promises soon to be kept. As POTUS made a statement assertion that didn't end up being proven correct, change we can believe in. When they go low, we go high. Let freedom ring. And he's absolutely right. And we can see that we're heading down this direction. And yes, the information is going to be coming out against Brennan. It's going to be coming out against Obama. And people are going to learn that they were all in on it. And the people are going to learn that they were spying on Trump, a presidential candidate, then they were spying on him during his presidency, and people are going to learn that Obama was running a shadow government, and they overthrew the government and the duly elected president in 2020, and it's the same exact people. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he's continually telling Biden, come on, debate me, anytime, any place. He put this out on Truth. He said, Dean Phillips, who just quit in his hapless campaign against crooked Joe Biden, was not very good at his craft politics. In fact, I would say that he was far worse than the Republican challengers to me, with a few exceptions. I'll give you those names if you like, but I'd rather get down to the serious business of defeating the worst president in the history of the United States by far, crooked Joe Biden, for the good of our now failing nation and in order to inform the American people of what is going on in our country. We must immediately have a full-scale debate between Crooked Joe and Honest Don. I'm ready to go anytime, any place. Let's see if this happens. This is going to be very interesting. Do you think he'll debate Trump? Most likely not. I think he'll probably end up dropping out before this happens, and they will have a change of batter. Because you could see that they're playing it up now. Biden's going to be pushing this dementia, making it seem like he can't function. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes down with some type of illness or something happens. But I do believe in the end, most likely, they will use the 25th Amendment against him. Now, we can see the people of this country, they are now coming on board. They understand that there is cheating in the election. Actually, if you go back to 2016 or 2020, yes, people thought there was cheating, but people didn't see it the way they see it today. And you can see the percentages have gone way up. Rasmussen Reports on X put this out and said, update, how concerned are you that the outcome of the June 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating? I'm concerned. 55% of Democrats are concerned that the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. Independents are 64%, GOP 80%. Overall, 66% of the people, well, they believe there's going to be some type of cheating. Well, if they believe there's going to be some type of cheating, and if the deep state, which I do believe they're going to try to cheat in the election, of course, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull this off. And when they realize they can't pull it off, I do believe they're going to try to shut down the elections, and they're going to probably use a cyber attack saying it's coming from Russia or something like that. And it hits the election system, and the election system is compromised, and we can't use the election system. You think that people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me a foreign country hit the election system that could be malware, it's not functioning properly, and they might interfere with our elections? Well, if that is the case, then we need to protect the election system. What can we do? Can we still have the elections? Well, yeah, if we use paper. Is everyone okay with paper? This way, foreign government, they can't cyber attack paper. Ooh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Hey, why don't we come in person too? And why don't we show some type of an identification to make sure that, you know, you're actually a citizen? Ooh, that sounds good, because that will really protect the elections. Because, listen, we don't want a foreign country interfering. Because remember, the people believe that there's going to be cheating in the election. And we must guard the elections to make sure that no one interferes with them or tries to cheat in them. Maybe we should have the National Guard. I do believe the people, they're going to say yes to all of this. Because when all this plays out, they're going to go along with protecting the election one way or another. And I do believe the people are going to get their vote. And I do believe we're heading in that direction. And just like the title says, everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, it's what the people need to see right now. And it's always existed. It's always been there. The veil is just being lifted. And Elon Musk put this out, and it says, the world isn't getting worse or darker. The veil sheltering you from reality is lifting. So all those people that have been asleep, all those people that don't know what's going on, who think the world is getting darker and worse, well, it really isn't. It's pretty much what's been happening in this country. It's pretty much what they've been doing all along. You're just allowed to see it now. And it's making you angry. It's making you pissed off. Your friends, your family, your cousins, your brothers, your sister, they're all getting angry and pissed off. And yes, all those D's, they're going to be getting angry and pissed off and scared. Because as we approach the 2024 election and the economy breaks down, we have an event because of open borders and we head to war. Yeah, they're going to wake up, and it's going to be one gigantic slap in the face saying, how did we get here? Why does the country look like this? And Trump's going to continually say, listen, you can come over to MAGA. We can make this better. We can make America great again. You want America great again? People are going to say, yeah, I do. I don't want to go to war. I want a job. I don't like what's happening right now. And I do believe he's going to get a lot of people on his side. And I do believe we, the people, with Trump, with the military, we have now formed the counterinsurgency to go against the deep state players, and the people of this country are going to take it back. Why? because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.